There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence Radio. And today we join Resurrection Power for part two of the message from Pastor Franklin Culver.
God is intentional. God is intentional. God rules. And God does all things for my good. God has intent. God rules. And God does all things for my good. If believers can understand that God is a God that's intentional. And because He's intentional, we must become attentional. We must start paying attention to every detail of our life. Because God is up to something. He's not just letting things drop out of the air because He can't control the world. He is highly orchestrating. He's highly demonstrating. He's highly in control of all of your details. For example, Psalms 37:23. A good man's steps are ordered, come on, by the Lord. And he delights in his way. A good man's steps are what? Ordered by God. Now listen to me. Listen. God is so sovereign over your situation, you can't even mess it up. I don't care how you try. God is so sovereign over your situation, you can't even mess it up. Because at the end, His will shall be fulfilled. Listen to me. There's a verse in Proverbs 21 and 30 that says, there's no wisdom, no understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. Come on, against the Lord. I don't care how the devil plot against you. If God has a purpose, if God has a calling on your life, there is no wisdom, there's no understanding, there's no counsel against God's fixed purpose. Let me say that again. If God has something for you, it doesn't matter how the devil tries to knock you, block you, stop you, it will never ever come to pass. And when believers understand this, you will find confidence. You will know that it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It's not how hard you work, it's not how diligent you are. It's because God has just decided to bless you. Yeah. Now listen to this. And so, in Isaiah 46, verse 11. Isaiah 46, verse 11. The latter part of that verse says, I have purposed it, and I also will what? Do it. Come on. You're not there with me. I have what? Purposed it. Who did it? God. And I also will do it. Who's going to bring it to pass? God. Who started it? God. Who's going to finish it? God. What part do you play? The problem is, you get worked up trying to do somebody else's work. All the stuff you're doing is God's job. You're about to lose your mind because you can't mind your business. It's God's work. Philippians 1 verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ. Who started it? God. Who will perform it? God. What part do you play? If believers, Rodney, would just learn how, listen to me, would learn how, Benson, I'm going to close in a minute, would learn how to find confidence in his providence, it would change your entire life. You don't have to fight this battle. You don't have to handle this case.
You have an advocate. You have a lawyer that have never lost a case, that cannot lose. Why should you learn to rely on a God who can do what no power can do? We are called to put our trust in Him. We're called. God has an intent. He's intentional. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Come on. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. To do what? To give you, come on, an expected end. Why? Because I have an intent. I have a purpose. I have a calling. I have a fixed purpose in your life. And if we learn how to let God unwind out history, if we understand that God, He is the God of history. Because somebody told Jeremiah that God is upset with you. Come on, just look at anybody. You can look at yourself and say, God ain't mad at me. God has a calling on us. And He has called us to consolation. Listen to me. I promise you, when you understand the joy of God every morning, this is going to be really theologically challenging, so listen to me. Most believers, Shonda, attach their joy, watch this, to their behavior. So instead of you asking me how you feel today, you can change and say, how did you live today? Because that's exactly how I answered you. But God wants believers to understand that you and your own good could never satisfy God. God can only be satisfied in Christ Jesus. Oh, that should have taken a load off somebody. You can try all your best to please Him. At your very best, Benson, you can't do it, Pickett. But God can only be satisfied in Christ Jesus. That's why Romans 8 and 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The place where God is satisfied is not in Franklin, it's in Jesus Christ. And if I am, oh my God, and if I am inside of Him, I know that hit somebody hard. Because you've been taught, Chris, that you got to walk on eggshells your whole life. Not knowing nobody has done it but Jesus, and He created the eggshells. You will never do it. But what you can do, today you can walk out of here and say, I'm going to find consolation in the fact that God's providence has already made provision. Now, listen to me. If it's true that God has already gone before my whole life. I was born in 66. He came straight down the pipeline all the way to the end. Now he's at this end, Sister Carletta. And he's, watch this here. He's all the way here. Bugs, let's go to the wall, if you will. I got to be conceptual today. Listen to me. God is a God that lives in where? Eternity. Is that right? All of His plans were decided, where about? In eternity. You need to hear this. Bunny, Acts 2:23, Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. How did they deliver Him? He was delivered by the determinate counsel. Jesus Christ didn't accidentally get crucified. God had already planned this in eternity. He sat with the Son. He sat with the Holy Ghost. They came to a decision that you're going to die on a cross. And because God decided it, Jesus yielded to what the Father decided. Our problem is we're trying to run from God's calling. You have to yield to what God called you to do. So He was delivered, not by accident. Listen to me. Providence takes the chance out of chance. Can I say it again? Providence takes the chance out of chance. Believers do not live life by chance. My God. Everything that happens to you, God foresaw it. Now, Elder Buds represents, listen to me, he represents history. God lives in eternity. Your whole life has been planned by God way, way before the foundation of the world. So when the world came, you were already there. Wait a minute. You're not listening to me. I can feel it, Asia. You're not listening to me. If you believe, can I have a piece of paper? Can I have a piece of paper? I'm conceptual today. Give me a piece of paper quickly now. It's taking y'all too long. Yeah, this doesn't make sense here. Look here. Look. Hold this. If the devil would tell you, he'll tell you, you just should go somewhere and die. Your life is all messed up. You've been raped. Your husband doesn't want you. Your children don't call you. You're on all this medication. You're a pain to everybody. You are just a pain to everybody. You should take yourself somewhere and just die. But you should tell him that God told me he can use me. Come on, he can use me. And I'm not about to throw my dreams away. I'm not about to throw my life away because you recommended that I should go under the tree and wish to die. I know that God can change it even right now. Come on. Price, just take that. Tell Asia, don't throw it away. No, Price, say it through the mic.
Don't throw it away. Don't throw it away. Asia, God said, don't you throw it away.
Listen, God says that it looked messed up. Listen to this. In Romans 8:28, all things we know. Notice the verse. I'm watching the clock. Notice the verse. And we know that all things worked together for good. To who? Cousin? To those who are the called according to his purpose. God had a purpose for Moses. He says, I'm going to orchestrate life to make sure that, listen, destiny is arrived on time. Listen, it's not about denial. It's about coming to your destiny on time with less delays as possibly can. Yes, I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to do it. But will you arrive on time? God is saying the church should not be late. And we're late because we are stressed. Because we don't understand his providence and power. Now, God is intentional. We see that in Acts 2:23. We see that in Isaiah 46, verse 11, that God is intentional. God is intentional. Now, the second thing, God rules. He dominates. Let's look at Proverbs 21, verse 1. It says, the king's heart, or whereabout? In the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of waters, he turns it whithersoever he wills. Come on, saints. Darren, listen to that. My God. Wait a minute. That stubborn man, Kim, that stubborn president, God says, his heart is in my hand. I turn it any way I want to. Your husband that doesn't see the vision, your wife that doesn't catch it, God says, don't sweat it. Their hearts are whereabout? In my hand. I will turn it the way I want to. And if believers can believe that I'm at a point of my life that I can trust God to make a turn right now. I don't care how the tides are against you. God says, I want you to rely on me that I'm about to turn things in your favor. I'm telling you now, you're not going to die before your time. You're not going to lose your mind. Your children are not going to go to hell. He's going to save your entire household. It's just a matter of you understanding and relying upon God. He wants you to know this, that he rules kings. He rules everything because he is sovereign. And because he's sovereign, I can sleep tonight. I can rely on his word tonight because I understand that God got this. And when believers really listen, I'm not saying it because I said it. When you live this life, you believe that God is up to something in your life.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at InHisPresence@NoneLikeHimAnywhere.org.